This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has made a rare trip outside Kyiv to visit the war-damaged city of Mykolaiv. It was the Ukrainian leader's first visit to the southern city since Russia invaded Ukraine almost 4 months ago. The president's office published a video on Saturday of Zelensky surveying a badly damaged high-rise residential building and holding meetings with local officials. The president's office didn't say exactly when the visit took place. Meanwhile, Luhansk Governor Sergei Haidai said fierce battles are raging in villages near the eastern city of Severodonetsk. Russian troops have been trying for weeks to take control of the city. He said Russian troops were also heavily shelling Lysychansk, a city across a river from Severodonetsk that is still controlled by the Ukrainians. Russian state television has shown video of two U.S. military veterans captured in Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has more.
The video shown by RT confirms the men were taken captive and raises fears about their fate. Alex Drukey and Andy Huen, both from Alabama, are believed to be the first Americans captured by Russian forces since the war began nearly 4 months ago. RT says the Americans were being held by Russian-backed separatist forces in the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine. There has been no official confirmation from the U.S. or Russian government that Americans are being held. I'm Mike Hempen.
At a summit next week, EU leaders are expected to grant Ukraine candidate status following Friday's recommendation from the bloc's executive body. This puts Kyiv on course to realize an aspiration to join the European Union. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says he plans to talk to Chinese leader Xi Jinping as soon as he considers whether to lift some Trump-era tariffs on Chinese goods. Biden isn't saying when they might speak, but he is suggesting he's getting closer to a decision. The tariffs imposed under President Donald Trump applied a 25% duty on billions of dollars worth of Chinese products. The penalties were intended to reduce the U.S. trade deficit and force China to adopt fairer practices. Monsoon storms in Bangladesh and India have killed at least 59 people and unleashed devastating floods that left millions of others stranded. This, according to officials on Saturday. Floods are a regular menace to millions of people in low-lying Bangladesh, but experts say climate change is increasing their frequency, ferocity, and unpredictability. Forecasters said the floods were set to worsen over the next 2 days, with heavy rains in Bangladesh and upstream in India's northeast. Voters in Nigeria's Ekiti state started casting their ballots early on Saturday to elect a new governor in what could be a bellwether for who wins next year's presidential election. Ekiti is among 8 of Nigeria's 36 states where governorship elections are not being held at the same time as the rest of the country because of legal challenges to previous results. Tunisian judges decided Saturday to extend their national strike for a third week in protest of a decision by President Kais Saied to sack dozens of them. Saied dismissed 57 judges on June the 1st. He accused them of corruption and protecting terrorists. The Tunisian Judges Association said those firings were mostly politically motivated. Judges suspended their work in courts on June the 4th and said the president's decisions were designed to control the judiciary and its use against his political opponents. Saied says his moves are needed to cleanse the judiciary of rampant corruption and that he does not aim to control the judiciary. The far-right Alternative for Germany on Saturday elected two prominent figures to lead the party for the next 2 years after one of its co-chairs quit in January, saying the party had become too radical. Delegates voted for Alternative for Germany's remaining co-chair to head the party along with its parliamentary caucus leader. The leader who quit in January was the party's third leader to quit since Alternative for Germany was founded in 2013. All three cited extremist tendencies within the party. And revisiting our top story this hour, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky made a rare trip outside Kyiv to visit the war-damaged city of Mykolaiv. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.